205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This morning, well, we're hoping very shortly to have our special guest, Larry Pratt, from Gun Owners of America. But before we get him on, I wanted to talk a little bit about what we're seeing. Last night on 60 Minutes, they had a segment on the Israeli Air Force and, of course, the danger of Iran. And then we find that the new Joint Chiefs of Staff is talking about the danger of Iran. General Petraeus, who's now in command of CENTCOM, which is the area of Central Asia where our troops are, Iraq and Iran line, certainly in his recent address to Congress was talking about the fact that the Iranians were providing weapons for the Iraqis, were killing American boys. For all intents and purposes, the Iranians were killing American boys, was the inference. Everything is building up towards a conflict of some sort with Iran. Now, it may well be that they're only planning on a very, very short little war. I remember General MacArthur, when he was in Korea, we were told it was a short war. Our boys would be home by Christmas. They just never said which Christmas. And 48,000 American dead or captured or turned over to the communists for experimentation. Later, while the war ended, same thing happened, of course, with the Boer War. They call it Miller's Tea Time War, 1899, but they said it was Milner's Tea Time War. Our boys will be home by Christmas. That was what the British said, and 100,000 casualties later, that terrible, terrible war ended. When you start a war, you never know how it's going to end, and there are many reasons why the people in Washington, D.C., want to expand the war in the Middle East. None of this makes sense unless, of course, we're moving towards a nuclear confrontation, not only in the Middle East, but right here in America. Well, with that as a background, let's get to Larry Pratt, certainly one of our favorite guests. Always good to have him with us. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Well, tell us what's going on back in Washington, D.C. as far as gun legislation. How do you feel about John McCain and gun legislation? How do you feel about Hillary and Obama as far as gun registration is concerned and gun confiscation? Because, of course, that is the mechanism by which tyrants enslave the people.
Well, in that case, they've all been laying the same groundwork. Their records are slightly different, but at the end of the day, we felt that it was justified in giving them all an F rating. So at the presidential level, whether you're looking at whoever's going to be the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate, there's not really any reason to vote for somebody based on the Second Amendment issue. But we are concerned that whoever wins the presidency, assuming it's going to be one of those two parties, the very important issue is going to be who is actually going to be in the Congress. If we are able to maintain our foothold, particularly in the House of Representatives, and if there were some way to keep Harry Reid from having 60 votes to ram through any piece of legislation that he wants in the Senate, then it would be conceivable that we could endure with difficulty through the next 4 years, but that's the best-case scenario.
Well, this is tragic because, of course, if you study the history of tyrannies, in every tyranny, in every occupying power always, of course, has to disarm the people, whether it be the Nazis disarming the people or the communists disarming the people or the people in Rwanda disarming the people so they could be hacked to death. 800,000 Christians hacked to death in 1994, disarmed, no weapons at all. And, of course, the United Nations stands by smiling as this occurs. So
well, you're probably familiar with the research that's been done by the University of Hawaii professor Ruddy Rummel.
Yes.
He has actually continued his research beyond the time he published his book called Death by Government. The latest of his calculations, and he's really a very careful scholar, and he says, well, here's where in the past I think I made a mistake, and other people have shown that what I had discounted, you know, I needed to take account of. So he's continued to revise upward his count of people murdered by their government, not on battlefields, but by their government, the kind of thing you were just describing. He's put that at now 276 million people in the 20th century, making it far and away the bloodiest century in recorded human history. This is what happens at the hands of government. And for people to say, well, you don't need guns in the United States because we've gotten beyond the time when we need guns, that's an amazing thing to say on the heels of the bloodiest century in the history of the world, where almost as many people as live in the United States were put to death.
Sure, killed by their government. And people don't understand that the danger comes from our government, because there are people there that have a different world view, who do not believe in freedom, who certainly do not believe in our Constitution and the right of the people to be free. In fact, I was so invested last night that you probably didn't see 60 Minutes, but they were interviewing Judge Scalia, and of course he was called an originalist. That's what you're called if you believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You're called an originalist, in opposition to those progressives who believe that we have a living, evolving Constitution. He supports the dead Constitution that guarantees the right of the people to keep and bear arms.
Well, I sure hope he does. He's going to have a chance to show us what he means by that, because probably in June, as most people expect, the Supreme Court will be handing down a ruling that is going to determine what they think the Second Amendment means. Now, if they think it means what it clearly says and what the founders clearly meant for it to say, then they're going to have a very brief ruling. They're simply going to say, since we can't infringe it, being the last four words prohibit that, shall not be infringed, well, there's really not much to say except all these gun control laws are flat out unconstitutional. And that would be the proper ruling. Somehow, I don't think they have five votes for that.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Larry Pratt.
Okay.
Right here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Radio Liberty, American Freedom Network, and of course our guest this morning is Larry Pratt. And he's talking about the decision that will be coming down, hopefully in June or July, dealing with the whether or not the Second Amendment says what it means to be said. But Larry is commenting that he's not sure that we have five votes. Now, basically, why do we have to worry about the votes? Isn't the purpose of the Supreme Court to interpret the Constitution? And the answer, of course, to that is no. We have people there who have their own agenda, and we are really ruled by the majority of the people in the Supreme Court who have changed the very structure of our Constitution because they have a different agenda. They have a different view of the world, and, of course, they've violated their oath to uphold the Constitution, saying, oh, no, that's a dead Constitution. Why? Society has changed. Well, if society has changed, let's amend the Constitution. They don't want to do that. They want rule by men and women who have a different agenda, because they march to a different drumbeat, and in my estimation, they worship a different God. So, do you think we're going to be able to get that Second Amendment ratified again, or simply are we going to lose our right to keep and bear weapons?
Well, I think we're in some considerable danger, but then that's not a news flash. We've been in that situation for some time in our country. The majority of the court, at least five votes, maybe, who knows, maybe six, maybe more, are there for affirming that the Second Amendment protects an individual right. But for those who think that's the ball game, haven't read George Orwell, because slavery is freedom and war is peace, and all of these kinds of opposites and word games that get played by the government so that the people are constantly flummoxed and don't really have any attachment to reality because the names keep changing, the words keep changing, the meanings keep changing. Okay, so let's say that from what we know of what they said during the hearing back in March, what others of them may have written at one time or another, they really believe that it's an individual right. Well, if that were back in the 18th century, people would say, well then, what are we talking about? There's nothing more to say. But we're not in the 18th century any longer. And yes, times have changed, all right, but just because they've changed doesn't necessarily mean that we ought to go sit back and pop a cold one. We got a lot of work to do, I'm afraid, because what they're up to was laid out in the Bush administration brief, which actually itself was only a continuation of what John Ashcroft, when he had been Attorney General, had said in an Attorney General's opinion that the Second Amendment protects an individual right to keep and bear arms. And then at the end of the letter, which everybody was celebrating, at least everybody on the pro-Constitution, pro-Second Amendment side was celebrating, this little zinger at the end that nobody paid a never mind to, subject to reasonable regulation. Well, there's the ball game right there.
But once you can regulate anything, you can do whatever you want to. And, of course, those little words that they sneak in there. And, of course, everybody thinks that George Bush is such a good conservative, but he's really not. And it's just as if we had told over and over again, if we only had a Republican in the White House, everything would be fine. Then we could get, you know, the right Supreme Court judges in. And yet seven of those wicked people on the Supreme Court came, were actually appointed by Republicans. Now, they're not all wicked. I mean, I certainly have the greatest respect for Judge Thomas and for Scalia, and I still think that Roberts and Alito I'm not sure where they stand. Some of the things they've done, I certainly agree with, but some of them are really rather frightening in their implications. So just because we have a Republican president doesn't mean he's going to appoint our Supreme Court judges.
No, that's absolutely correct. Kind of rephrase what you were just saying, I would submit that maybe we haven't really had a Republican in the White House for I don't know how long, certainly not in my lifetime.
That's right.
And that's been a considerable period of time. Because we get people that say that they're something, but they're really not. They say that they support a platform of limited government, but their actions belie what they say they mean, and unhappily we the people have not been vigilant enough and diligent enough to compare their words with their action. And so
that is so true, Larry. You know, the thing is that somebody can say they're in favor of limited government and then expand the government, and people don't understand. They can say they're in favor of a balanced budget and give us the biggest deficits of our nation's history. They can say that they're, you know, against, you know, a large federal debt, and then, of course, give us the largest debts we've ever seen. So,
or like Charlie Schumer, to name somebody on the far extreme that everybody knows is radically anti-private ownership of gun. Charlie Schumer says he supports the Second Amendment. Well, you know, a lot of politicians, including George Bush, say that they support the Second Amendment, but they clearly don't think that the prohibition on infringement is worth the paper that it's written on, but that paper that it was written on was written with blood. Those are very important words, because the whole issue at the time of the founding of our republic had been the fact that the Brits were basically infringing like crazy. And there was a long common law tradition that predated the Magna Carta of the early 13th century. The renewal of due process rights was affirmed in the English Bill of Rights of 1689. We had our compacts with, or our contracts, or whatever you want to call the colonial charters, with the crown that said that there would be self-government in these colonies under common law. And then the crown began to act as if we were mere possessions of the crown and not Englishmen. And that's exactly a parallel to what seems to be happening today. Well, the response at the time was very interesting, and something that I don't think a lot of people know, that if they've been to a government school, they weren't supposed to find this out. But at the time, the colonists, seeing this kind of growing oppression, seeing not just taxes being levied, but the whole government being destroyed in an effort to squeeze the taxes out of people, legislatures being closed down, sheriffs being tossed out and toadies of the crown put in, gun control in spades being imposed on the colonies, no meetings allowed for the militia, importation of powder and guns prohibited, the colonists realized that there was an across-the-board impingement of their freedom underway. And so I believe it was in 1775, for instance, a very interesting account that I read of what they did in Pennsylvania. The legislature had been dominated by the pro-crown people, and there was kind of a lock through the William Penn Colonial Charter, and so the colonists did some obvious when you think about it. They just got the voting rolls, and they had their own election, and they had their own legislature, and the old colonial legislature one day walked out of the room, never came back again. There was never any official closing. I guess technically it may still be in session, but the colonists morphed into a continuing free government out from under the noose of the tyrannical crown. The same thing was going on with militia. The militia had been, in our colonial law, a means of ensuring that the people would always be individually armed. You couldn't even conceive of a militia apart from individual men, free men, owning guns. The law said they had to own military guns, which today would be a machine gun that the soldiers of our armed forces carry. And that was something that the Crown most definitely didn't want. And so as they tried to, just like they were trying to mess over the legislatures, well, the same thing with the militias. And so the militias morphed into a continuing free entity. And even the phrase which the collectivists think is their gotcha against the individual right to keep and bear arms, that the phrase in the Second Amendment that refers to a well-regulated militia, that's actually the strongest argument for a non-tyrannically controlled militia, one made up of the people and an instrument of the free society that it was intended to protect. George Mason penned that phrase, and as far as we can tell, he was the first, a founder of our Bill of Rights especially, a man who defended them ardently in a convention in Virginia, coined that phrase in order to distinguish the well-regulated militia from the one the Crown didn't want to be regulated at all. They wanted to put it out of business. They wanted to make it extinct. And so to have a well-regulated militia, the people's right to keep and bear arms was the thing that was the focus of the Second Amendment, because that's what the militia was all about. And that completely is left out in the Bush administration brief. And the reason I keep going back to their brief, the court, and even the guys that you and I tend to think are the good guys, and in many ways they are, they also tend to be big government conservatives, and they put undue influence on what the Bush or any administration. They say, well, these are the laws of the federal government, and we're here to defend them. Oh, yes, well, that's right. The federal government has interests. Well, that's not a proper understanding of the Constitution, but it happens all the same, and that's the danger that we face, that there is going to be this notion that, well, we've got to protect the gun control laws that are on the books, the ban on people owning militia firearms, the regulations that have been in place to make it difficult or even impossible to own certain kinds of other firearms and other accessories for firearms. This is a direct challenge that the Bush administration has issued to a proper understanding of one of the most important elements of our Constitution, one of the bedrocks of government in this country. But you see, they don't understand the common law anymore. We were a country birthed in common law, and probably, as Brent Winters argues, an attorney who's written a book called The Excellence of the Common Law, most conservatives know that democracy is not a proper description of our government. It's a tool that's used sometimes, but it's not what our government is. And even as he argues, republic is not either. Rome had a republic. France had a republic. Republic doesn't necessarily imply limited free government. But common law government does, because that common law, which came from Christianity and still does, insists on a diffused and limited government that, among other things, will have an armed people, because you're not going to have a concentration of power that would be sufficient to make an argument that it would be desirable, let alone possible, to disarm the people.
Well, I think that the most important thing that people must understand is that the threat to freedom comes from government. It always has. Liberty and limited government are synonymous, and tyranny and total government are synonymous. It is not our neighbor who takes away our freedom. It is our government that takes away our freedom. And, of course, there are always those within society who want to control the lives of others, and especially today when we do have what I believe is a ruling elite. And, of course, the major problem they have is our Constitution. That is why they wrote it piece by piece by piece, little bit by little bit, so the people won't become too aware until one day we find out that we no longer have a Constitution, we no longer have freedom, and freedom, you know, simply becomes a remembrance of things past.
And, well, and in fact, there may not even be that remembrance of things past, because part and parcel of the scrubbing, as you say, very gradually, very effectively, of freedom in this country, of limited government, in this country has been an educational system that buttresses the idea that these are old and archaic things that were just oppressive instruments from the past. Quite the opposite, but nevertheless, that's the argument, and so we don't even need to be concerned about these things that we're leaving behind. We only need to be looking toward the future and all of the wonderful, bright things that we can do through government, which will make all things new and all things good. That's what a whole lot of people are subscribing to who come out of these governments.
Amen. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Desk. Our guest, Larry Pratt. Hello, America.
My name is Kristen Weeks Duncanson. I'm a farmer from Minnesota.
And I'm Justin Knopf. I farm in Kansas.
There's a new business opportunity for farmers you should know about.
Congress is debating a climate policy that could generate new markets.
Republican Senator John Warner and Independent Joe Lieberman have a plan that encourages companies to pay farmers for agricultural practices that store carbon in our soils, capture methane from livestock, and use precision agriculture.
This will generate billions in new revenue for America's farmers.
Whatever you think about climate policy, let's make sure Congress solves it in a way that's good for farmers and for rural America.
Go to agcarbonmarkets.com and learn about agricultural offset markets. Offsets are good for America and good for farmers.
Paid for by the Agricultural Carbon Market Working Group.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here with our guest this morning, Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. And before we go on, Larry, would you get your website out, your telephone number, how people get in touch with your organization?
Well, thanks. I'd like to do that. It's the website is pretty simple, gunowners.org, and that'll get you to the Gun Owners of America website. One of the things I would encourage people to take advantage of is a free email alert system that we have. They can sign up for that. It's right there on the main page, and that's what will let them know what's happening in the Congress, where we focus our energy at Gun Owners of America, and it enables them to be able to send email to their representatives and senators, and thus the one thing that the people can be doing, should be doing more of, we try to make it as easy and effective as possible so that these folks here in Washington don't operate in a vacuum. Pretty important. If they don't think if people are watching, then, well, we know what they do. It's not very good. They can call us as well. We have a toll-free number. It's 888-88-6-GUNS. That's 888-886 and then G-U-N-S.
Very good. And I can recommend the organization. I've known the founder of it for many years, and Bill Richardson here in California. Larry's back there in Washington, D.C., and they've done a great job. They've been the bulwark of defending the right of the people to keep and bear arms. NRA, unfortunately, has had some very questionable people there who made concession after concession, and you do not make concession with the people on the other side because they never make concessions for us. The goal, to disarm the American people, to enslave the American people. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Well, Larry, we've done pretty well this last couple of years, haven't we?
I would say in many ways we have. There was one thing that happened that was very tragic, and again, it's something that if we understand our common law government, we can appreciate all the more how serious a loss it was. And you and I have talked about this Veterans Disarmament Act. We dubbed it that because the initial ground zero target is are veterans, people who have been diagnosed with generally post-traumatic stress disorder. And the argument has been that they're too dangerous to be allowed to have a gun. The fact of the matter is, before we get to the real problem, is that that's just not true. People that have had this diagnosis have no more likelihood, and we know this from the large number that have been so diagnosed, no more likelihood of committing a crime against themselves or anybody else than anyone in the rest of the population. So it was simply an excuse to advance gun control, to put these people on a list of those that cannot own a gun. But in so doing, much, much more was done. It was a real strike at the core of what it means to be an American and live in the American government, because they took away the right of somebody to have a jury trial before they could be disabled in this way, before they could have a civil liberty removed from them, because arguably, if the jury so decides that you no longer belong to the people, you know, like you're a murderer, you're a rapist, a kidnapper, the founders themselves didn't view such people as part of the people in terms of the constitutional body that made up the common law government of America. But that hasn't happened to any of these veterans. They've never had a trial. They've never been able to confront their accuser. They've never enjoyed, key words here, due process. This is something that has set us apart from tyrannies, dictatorships, and the so-called civilized governments of generally Western Europe and much of Latin America, not to mention the rest of the world, where you don't have a right to a public trial, you don't have a right to confront your accuser, you don't have a right to remain silent. You have a right to do whatever the government tells you to do, because ultimately, in these other civil law traditions, the government is ultimate. We have operated under the assumption that politically our Constitution was ultimate, and that was viewed that way because we viewed that even the Constitution, even the founders, even judges, even presidents are under something even higher than the Constitution, God himself. And that was just ripped away in the Veterans Disarmament Act. It was tossed aside through an Orwellian redefinition of what it means to be adjudicated. You know, we used to think that adjudicated meant, oh, yeah, guy's been to court, and he was either acquitted or found guilty, right? Well, now, based on what one person's opinion is, you can be adjudicated, and you can lose one of your more important civil liberties, your right to keep and bear arms, namely the psychiatrist that gives you that diagnosis. This is what the NRA freely gave away to the other side. I honestly don't even think Well, certainly the membership, and I'm not even sure how many of the staff really understood what they were doing. They think they know, and that's what makes them so dangerous. Because we just do it our way because we're the NRA and we know what's right. Well, no, they don't know what's right. They really don't know much at all.
And, you know, really the frightening thing is, why would anybody go into the military? Because many of the people who come out, at least say a third of the people coming out now, you know, have, you know, post-traumatic stress. Another third have brain injuries of some sort or another. Why go into the military when it could result in your losing your ability to keep and bear arms? These people, the young people, idealistic people, going in to fight for freedom, and they almost assure themselves they're going to lose their freedom if they do that, because they could be said to, you know, have been, had emotional problems as a result of killing others and the terrible things they'd seen, and never again be allowed to own a gun in the United States. That just doesn't make sense unless, of course, the people there have a different agenda, have a different program, and that is, of course, that they, as we know now, they passed legislation where the president, you know, without the consent of Congress, can use the military against the American people in case of an emergency. He can even take the National Guards away from the states without the consent of the governors and use those troops against the American people. Why did they pass that legislation? People don't understand what's really happened, and that came out from the John Warner Defense Appropriation Act and, of course, the legislation the executive order put in last year. And most people do not understand that everything is in place today for a dictatorship, and why is George Bush doing that? What does he know that we don't know?
To make this scenario that you're pointing to even graver, the argument that's going on right now, and you see articles in the media and in some of the professional journals, that, well, actually, all veterans are suffering from PTSD. So it's not even taking a chance the way some of these people seem to be thinking, taking a chance that you might lose your right to keep and bear arms when you come out of the service. Some of them are trying to make it so that that is exactly what will happen, which kind of raises an interesting point, because if any of the National Guard that could be federalized and used against the people themselves, such as confiscating weapons in New Orleans after Katrina.
We'll be back in just a moment right here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Stand back here. Our guest this morning, Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. We're talking about the fact that everything is in place for a military dictatorship in America. All we need is an emergency of some sort, maybe a nuclear attack or an epidemic or some sort of civil unrest. Why would they have all of these things in power? They've never been in power before. We've always had the posse comitatus legislation to keep them from using the American military against the American people. Larry's talking about the collection of guns from the American people in New Orleans recently, and I think it was in Greensburg, in Kansas, where they had the major tornado, and of course they forced everybody out of their homes, even if their homes weren't injured, and then they went in and they searched the homes and they stole all of the weapons, and when they gave them back, they were disabled. Had you heard that story, Larry?
Yes, I had. One of our members actually had written pretty much an eyewitness account of what had happened. And Kansas needs a law similar to the one that Utah has put on the books, and actually first was put on the books at the federal level, that would apply to federal police agents. The idea being that if they pull something off, whether it be post-Katrina New Orleans, where they confiscated guns, or whether it's Greenburg, Kansas, where they confiscated guns, if they confiscated them from people who were not being arrested for having been in commission of a crime, and that was certainly the case in New Orleans as well as in Kansas, then the officer who did that, and in this case it might be, if nobody could identify who it was, the officer that ordered that it happen, be personally liable. He would have to stand trial in a civil trial. He would have to pay for the costs of the trial out of his own pocket. And then if there were any settlements assessed against him, he would have to pay that out of his own pocket.
Well,
he couldn't turn around and have the taxpayer that he just finished raping also pay for the injuries that he had caused. He would be liable to pay for them. And I think that is one of the more effective ways that has been thought of in recent time to prevent government from overreaching in taking people's guns. Because if they are personally liable, that puts a wholly different picture on it. It penetrates this false doctrine which has been made the law that the sovereign is the government and that the sovereign cannot be sued because the sovereign is always right, the sovereign can do no wrong. Goodness, that was exactly the tradition that we barely escaped from in our English past. We brought our common law limited government notion to these shores, and we had to fight it off again when the Crown was trying to impose this contrary top-down sort of government on us in the 18th century. And here we are again fighting the same battle. I think the words of the founding fathers, it was kind of there may be one or more that are given credit for, but I think it was representative of their thinking at the time, that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. So we shouldn't be surprised that we're still fighting this fight, because it's the nature of sinful man to want to take advantage of other people and lord it over them. That's what we're fighting against.
Hey, amen to that. But the thing is that here were people in their homes that hadn't been damaged in Greensburg.
Same as in Katrina.
They actually forced them out of their homes, and then when they were gone, they stole their jewelry, they stole their money, they stole their guns, and when they gave the guns back, they were disabled. Why would they do that?
Well, the same thing happened after Katrina. It's really quite a pattern. People that were high and dry were simply staying in their homes with their guns to keep looters from coming. Well, it turns out the government was the looter. And so thankfully we had Senator Vitter and now Governor Jindal of Louisiana put a law on the books at the federal level, but that only affects the federal gendarme. We've got to get a law like that in every one of the 50 states so that what happened in Kansas would be subject then to private suits being brought against the sheriff, against whoever else might have been involved in stealing people's, especially their guns. Money can perhaps be replaced, but when you take somebody's gun, you may well have taken his life.
Where is the outcry across America? We have a caller. Who's on the line? I guess the caller isn't there. Well, we're
Dr.
just...
Stan?
Yes.
This is Arthur in Colorado.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to point out that, and you gentlemen are always right on. Thank you. But I'd like to point out that our Second Amendment rights come right from the Bible. At the Last Supper, Jesus Christ told his disciples that if you don't have a sword, sell a garment and buy a sword.
Sell your coat and buy a sword. God bless you, and you're absolutely right. Thanks so very much for calling. And
let me just,
Larry, we're just about out of time. Do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
Yeah, this great point that the caller made, I have written fairly extensively on that. If you go to gunowners.org, you can download what I've written about, what the Bible says about gun control, what the caller was pointing to, and much more. It's in our fact sheet section, and I think I wrote it. It's been a while now. I think it's back in 1997 or something like that. But anyway, it's there on our website, and a lot of people have even used it in Sunday school classes. And I think it's really helped to kind of clarify a lot of people's thinking.
Amen to that. Well, I want to thank you for everything you're doing, Larry. And anything comes up, why, please feel free to give us a call. We always love to have you here. And let me once again have you get out your telephone number and your website, because Gun Owners of America is on the front lines of this battle. Their information's good. They get people all across America contacting the congressman, and believe me, this does have an effect. Go ahead.
Well, the phone number is 888-88-6-GUNS, 888-886, and then G-U-N-S. Hopefully, if people can get on the web, that's the best way. So much information there, that email alert system, gunowners.org.
Gunowners.org, and let me suggest you go there and work with Larry. He's on the front lines of the battle trying to protect our right to keep and bear arms, which is essential if we're going to maintain our freedom. Thank you. God bless. And we'll look forward to having you. I think we got you on some of the other programs real soon. Thank you.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, this is the time when I really want to suggest that I hope many of you will want to get our talk. It's entitled The Planned Police State. It comes with a syllabus. You can get a talk, or you can get the talk and the syllabus. The syllabus, I think, is important. The Planned Police State. There, ladies and gentlemen, everything is in place. Many of our congressmen, many of our senators are concerned. I mean, they've written about this extensively, about the very real danger of a police state in the United States, and you're not hearing about it. We're supposed to be concerned about the NBA, about the NFL draft, and where the best players are going to be going, and they focus our attention on unimportant issues as they steal our freedom. Now, how is this all coming about? Well, there is an invisible government, you must understand, and behind that are powerful spiritual forces. Let me suggest my talk entitled The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. That comes with a syllabus as well. If you want to know why we're over in Iraq today, you need to get my talk, Iraq, The Untold Story, which is a summary of all of the wars of the last century. And there's an excellent syllabus with that from a lot of suppressed documents. We are fighting in Iraq today simply because this is being used to bring about a world government. It's a great diversion to take our attention away from the fact that we're losing our freedom here at home. And, of course, this is a stepping stone, I think, towards bringing about a war with Iran and then a war with the Muslim world and a nuclear exchange. And, of course, that would be great for population control, won't it? Only a lot of the people who are lost are going to be Americans before this is over. Understand the thrust of population control. There really are people who want to kill off the majority of the world population. If you doubt that is true, then you need to go to Sustainable Development Syllabus, see the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones there in Elberton, Georgia, what's written on them, how that ties in with the plan of the elite. It was published. You can get it. The Global Biodiversity Assessment, published by Cambridge University Press, where they talk about how they're going to have to eliminate, you know, 5/6 of the world's population, or if we allow them to live, they'll have to live at the level of the Eastern European. Well, that, of course, in 1993, when this came out, was that of the peasant. That's why, of course, the prices of everything are going up, and your salaries aren't. They're lowering our living standards. They're going to impoverish our people, at least those who are allowed to live will live at an impoverished level. There really is a plan. Why is cancer increasing from 1 in 33 in the early 1900s to 1 in 2 today? Why, very simply, they're poisoning us. Why do we have 1 of every 6 children with a neurodevelopmental abnormality of some sort? Why, of course, they're destroying the minds of our children, and they're doing that with the mercury vaccines and with the vaccination process complete, because, of course, every vaccine, whether it's got mercury in it or not, has an impact on the minds of people. And, of course, it produces inflammation of the brain, and they're destroying the minds of our children. And, of course, they're fluoridating our water and destroying their minds, their fertility, and their endocrine system. They know what they're doing. They know in areas where you fluoridate the water, the people are more complacent, and the intelligence level goes down. That's covered in our talk on the hidden agenda, and the syllabus goes with that. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. Are these things true? Could they be true? Well, check out the facts. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and then help us get the truth out. Watch America while there's time. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get